Galatians 5 on Through the Word. Freedom. There is something awesome about that word. We want it, we fight for it, we crave it. But what is true freedom? Jesus claims to offer it. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Indeed means the real deal. No fakes, no fillers, just 100% pure, undoctored freedom. So what is it? Galatians 5 is a fight for our freedom. And verse 1 is the battle cry. For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. I love it. This is Paul's version of Braveheart. They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom! Sorry, somewhere along the way I think William Wallace gave way to Arnold Schwarzenegger. But you know what I mean. The freedom that Paul is fighting for is freedom from the law. Or more accurately, freedom from trying to be justified by the law. Now in chapter 4, I realized that I opened up a religious can of worms with some of our favorite things to argue about in church. We ask, are Christians allowed to drink, smoke, swear, dance, watch that movie, hear that song? Or do Christians have to fast, tithe, honor holy days, take communion, and so on? But I think that we may be asking the wrong questions. In Galatia, the big right and wrong question was circumcision. Do Christians have to get circumcised to be saved? But it's not just about circumcision. Verse 4 is the key. It's about you who would be justified by the law. In other words, it's about any work that you have to do or rule that you have to follow to be right with God. So circumcision here represents any have-tos in your Christian life. Verse 2. Look, I, Paul, say to you that if you accept circumcision, Christ will be of no advantage to you. I testify again to every man who accepts circumcision that he is obligated to keep the whole law. Paul lays it out strong. If you accept one have to, you accept all of them. No picking and choosing rules. If it's all about rules, it's about all the rules. And it's all on you. Jesus will not help. Verse 4. You are severed from Christ. You who would be justified by the law, you have fallen away from grace. All right, Paul, just clarify. So do we have to or not? Circumcision, or whatever your have to is it yes or no? Verse 6. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith working through love. So the answer is neither. Whatever your do I have to do this to be saved question, Christians argue for years over yes or no, right or wrong. And Paul says, neither. Neither choice counts. There is no value. The only thing that counts is faith working through love. It's not faith and works that saves you. It's faith that works. Genuine faith in a loving God works its way out of you through love. Verse 13, for you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. Now here we have the balance. You are free, but the freedom is not for your flesh. Not free to sin, you're free to love. This is essential. Without it, freedom is dangerous. Free your flesh, and you're worse off than when you started. But freedom to love is different. Verse 14, for the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. That's it. Just love. That's what the law demands anyway. So freedom from rules is good, but don't indulge the flesh. But then, how do you stop the flesh without rules? Verse 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Pay attention. This is how it works. Walk by the Spirit. Think of it this way. To lose weight, is it more effective to change what you eat or change what you crave? Both will help you lose weight, but only one won't make you cranky. What if I told you that you have two crave centers for food? One likes junk food and the other health food. And you could just switch and crave healthy food. Well, I don't know if that works for food, but it does work spiritually. Your flesh and your spirit are both crave centers. They both desire. Walk by the Spirit means switch your crave center from flesh to spirit. Not just your spirit, the Holy Spirit. Let His Spirit lead. Verse 17. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. That's how you keep from sin. No rules to bind you, just let the Spirit lead you. One more analogy to make this clear. Let's say this guitar is my life, and my life is free. No rules on me, baby. I can play whatever I want with this life. And I'd like to play for you a little song about freedom. 'Cause I'm free. Do what I want. Any old time. Yeah, who remembers the Soup Dragons? Well, what'd you think? There's just one problem with my freedom. I never learned the chords for this little guitar called life. I never learned the rules of how it works. Some rules are good. Without rules, I have no freedom to play real music. Anarchy is not freedom. For most of us, life is a guitar that God gave us, only we didn't know how to play it, so we just smashed it to bits for fun. That's your flesh put in charge of your life. So God paid for some lessons. That's the law. Boring, but essential. God's rules tell me how to play, how life works as it was meant to work. The rules and discipline help me understand the basics. But if you want to make real music, you have to grow past the rules and disciplines and play from the heart. And you need a new guitar. So Jesus gave his life to put a new guitar in my hands. And he gave me his Spirit to put the chords in my heart. The rules are basically the same, only it's not a diagram of what strings to hold down anymore. It's playing from the heart. That's our new covenant. The Spirit sets his rules in our minds and on our hearts. And you're free to create new rhythms and develop new styles, led by the Spirit. But don't use that freedom to go back to guitar smashing. That guitar is your new life. Jesus paid for it with his own blood. So Paul explains what guitar smashing looks like in verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are evident. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, and he goes on. Now this is not a new set of laws. It is the crave list for your flesh. Anyone who lives for these things is clearly in the flesh. They may call their sexual immorality freedom in Christ, but they're not in Christ at all. Strife, jealousy, fits of anger, envy, drunkenness, and the like. It's all flesh, no matter what they claim about their faith. Paul says in verse 21, I warn you as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. And then Paul lists the desires of your other crave center, the fruit of the Spirit. Fruit means a natural result, no working for it, no striving by rules or bound up with burdens, just a branch on the vine naturally producing fruit. Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Read Galatians 5 today. Walk in the Spirit, crave some good fruit, and hold fast to your freedom.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.